he afraid?
Was afraid?
Are you?
Used to be afraid.
Okay. What would, talking about that situation, the opposite, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
wasn't afraid.
What if you had to use that phrase, used to be there? I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight with a door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
foolish.
Or not careful with his money.
Can't think of the word.
Alright, it has the word care in it. He's mighty. He just leaves around anywhere, doesn't he?
Careless.
Yeah, okay. Say if I have an aunt, talking about her, I might say, well, nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just every now and then she acts a little bit
crazy.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer like that? Aunt so-and-so acts kind of queer.
No, sir.
How would you use that? Somebody said that, what would you think it meant?
As in homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. And the word is?
Queer.
Yeah. Okay. She acts queer. I mean, she acts like a homosexual. What about if I said he's queer? He is a queer?
Oh, Lord. Well, I mean, I know queer originally meant weird. I mean, you know.
Kind of cute.
Kind of out of the ordinary. Mm.
But now when you hear it, it means homosexual.
Funny.
Yeah, okay. What about somebody who makes up his mind and just won't change his mind regardless?
Stubborn.
Mm. Somebody who you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. He's mighty. Touchy, sensitive.
Touchy.
Okay. Somebody who's like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
upset.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or a person like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to. You might say, well, now, okay, just
settle down.
Mm-hmm. Or just keep
calm.
Or say both words, just
keep calm.
If you work very hard, at the end of the day, you say you're very
tired.
What about extreme case of it? You say you're just all
exhausted.
All right. Or something else. I'm just completely
give out.
Okay. Or
wore out.
All right. Somebody say who you heard that he's in the hospital. You might say, well, so-and-so was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, say if somebody's going somewhere and they're not in any particular hurry to get there, they might say, oh, we'll get there
sooner or later.
All right. What about the expression by and by? You ever hear anybody say that? Don't hear that?
No, sir.
Okay. Say somebody who got heated and walked into an air-conditioned room and got chilled and his eyes started running, nose started running. So it looks like he
had a cold.
Or he, what the cold, he
got a cold.
Okay. And if it affects his voice, so that he talks like that, you say he's a little
hoarse.
And if he does that, he has a
cough.
And at the end of the day, you say, well, I think I better go to bed. Feeling a little bit
tired.
Or
sleepy.
Okay. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
still be tired and sleepy.
Later on, whenever it is, you'll
wake up.
Okay.